If you are visiting the Iowa State House over the next couple of weeks, you will see this in the rotunda. It's a holiday display put up by the Satanic Temple. KCCI's Bo Bowman went to the State House today to find out more about it.
The supporters of this group say if there can be a Christmas tree here in the Capitol, then they can display this put on by the Iowa Satanic Temple.
We're going to really relish the opportunity to be represented in a public forum. We don't have a church on every street corner.
Lucian Greaves, co-founder of the Satanic Temple, says this satanic display is a symbol for their right of religious freedom. He says if you don't like it, don't look at it.
My feeling is that if people don't like our displays in public forums, they don't have to engage with them. They don't have to view them.
It's a very dark, evil force. And I truly hope people know how to battle that.
Shelley Flockhart from Dallas Center says she was shocked to see it at the Capitol.
Okay, come on in.
Flockhart organized a prayer group on Wednesday around the Christmas tree in the center of the rotunda to oppose the satanic display near the stairwell. She calls it dark and evil and says Christians should spiritually fight against it.
One, I hope people realize spiritual warfare is real, that there are evil, satanic forces that are trying to infiltrate our state.
I'm told the altar here will be on display at the State House for 14 days.
Well, that's right. As hard as it is to believe, the conservative Christian state of Iowa, of all places, is now officially housing in its state capitol a satanic altar. Complete with goat head and candles, the satanic symbols were placed in the state capitol last week, where they'll reportedly remain for 14 days as a symbol of, quote, religious freedom. And while the Republican Governor Kim Reynolds has called the satanic display absolutely objectionable, she refuses to use the power of her office to have it removed. Same goes with the Republican majority in that very Capitol building. Remember, Republicans have solid majorities in both chambers of the Iowa legislature. They supposedly represent conservative Christian values, but they're doing it by publicly displaying a satanic altar in their state house. Now, I think it goes without saying, I don't think any of us would be surprised if something like this were happening in the lunatic, insane asylums that passes state houses in capitals like Sacramento or Albany. Something like this would be par for the course given what comes out of those loony bins each and every single day. And yet, astonishingly, this is happening in one of the reddest states in the nation and under the de facto approving gaze of a Republican governor. And of course, that de facto approval is this whole notion of, quote, religious freedom, which apparently is a conservative value, so conservative that it erects satanic altars. I mean, think about what's happening to us as a nation, gang. Blue states are removing statues of our founding fathers from their state houses, all the while freaking red states like Iowa are erecting satanic altars. What the literal hell is going on here? How do conservative values end up giving us Satan worship? Well, I'm going to show you exactly how. But first, gang, you know how you could really stick it to the woke left? It's by clicking on the link below and getting your very own set of these collectible, limited supply Trump cards. Patriots played their anti-globalist Trump card against the left in 2016, and we're getting ready to play it again in 2024. So what better way to show your support for Trump's re-election than with these five collectible pieces of Trump art? These cards have a limited supply, so don't wait. Only 2,500 sets of these cards are set to be made, and they all come with a certificate of authenticity verifying that you own an original set. These make great gifts for any MAGA patriot in your life. And if you buy two sets, you also get a bonus gold Trump 2024 card absolutely free. These physical cards are high quality, made in America, and highly collectible. But again, there's only a limited supply, so don't wait. By the time you remember, they'll likely be gone. So click on that link below right now and get your Trump cards today. I think the first thing that we all have to understand here is that our whole conception of religion has changed dramatically over the last century. Historically speaking, the Latin term religio had nothing to do with your own private personal beliefs or subjective sentiments. It had nothing to do with personal opinion or persuasion. Religion, historically, simply meant social order. That's what the term religion actually means. It comes from the Latin religare, which means to retie or rebind our social life together. Anything that involved maintaining social order involved religious activity. And of course, back in the day, centuries ago, virtually all cultures believed that the ultimate source of social disorder was blasphemy or insulting or cursing the gods. So religion first and foremost had to do with rightly relating to divine agents. But that right relationship was the prerequisite to a right relationship with each other. Think of the two greatest biblical commandments, right? Love God and love neighbor, right? Vertical order, horizontal order. This sense of social order is actually reflected in the term culture. What word do you hear in that word culture? Cult, right? Comes from the Latin cultus, which means worship. Another way of thinking of it is that religion is the cult of culture. Religion, as the cult of culture, provides the sacred that in turn sanctifies every aspect of human life, from our relationships to our politics, from our food to our fashion, our literature, art, architecture, music, poetry. The whole of human society is held together in and through religion. Unfortunately, that's not how we think of religion anymore. Beginning in the 18th century Enlightenment with the so-called scientific revolution, religion was redefined as something you can believe but cannot know. Knowledge itself was redefined according to the methodologies of skepticism and scientific rationalism, and anything that fell outside the purview of science, like religion, was something you certainly could believe, but it was something that you could not know. And so today, religion is quite literally anything you believe. Religion today is simply a matter of belief, not a matter of knowledge. That's why it's not allowed in schools. Schools, supposedly, are all about acquiring knowledge, not religious belief, which is itself, ironically, a belief, not knowledge. But, and so over the last century or so, religion has been completely dislodged from the social order, at least we think it has. But the theory here is that religion is now solely something you personally believe. And so what the state of Iowa is doing is simply affirming your right to believe. And so-called conservatives are at the forefront of that affirmation, even if it manifests itself in a satanic altar in the state house. I mean, after all, if you get to put up a Christmas tree, why can't you put up a satanic altar? It's all the same, isn't it? It's all a matter just belief. Now, with conservatives like that, who the heck needs liberals? But the key here is that in many respects, they're both liberals, in that they both, Republican and Democrat, affirm the legitimacy of the Enlightenment's redefinition of religion. But with the advent of wokeness, particularly in our schools and institutions of learning, many of us are reconsidering that redefinition. Many of us are rediscovering a profound appreciation for the whole notion of a cult within every culture. Every culture is going to have sacred beliefs that are considered absolute and unquestionable. And the profundity, dare I say, the eternality of those commitments will determine the stability of the culture. Christmas undeniably is the bedrock of Western civilization. Our art, our literature, our architecture, our music, our poetry, our drama, our politics, our legal system, our calendar, even our traditional urban planning, our conception of marriage, our very sense of humanity, ethics, even our sports traditions are all indescribably shaped and forged through centuries of Christian influence. This is why our founding fathers held to what's called an accommodationist relationship between church and state, where church and state work together in a very special relationship for a flourishing and humane and faithful society and culture, which of course stands in stark contrast to what's called a separationist view between church and state, which has been so dominant in our nation since the 1940s. Scholars are overwhelmingly of the opinion that our founding fathers were virtually all accommodationists, and that the First Amendment, the Anti-Establishment Clause, is itself meant to be accommodationist, where the church and the state remain separate institutions but work together for the betterment of the nation and the public square. The notion that a satanic altar has some kind of mythical parity with that of a Christmas display is civilizationally absurd. Patriots are rising up all over the nation, taking our nation back through a politics of restoration. A restoration that will indeed one day return our nation to sanity, a peace on earth, and goodwill towards men. But first, gang, as many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes, and it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.